Petersburg to Juneau. Stephen's Passage runs between the mainland and Admiralty Island. It's about 100 miles long, with Juneau to the north and Petersburg to the south. The southern end is a hotspot for humpback whales between May and September. In fact, the largest concentrations of feeding humpbacks in southeast Alaska may be found in Stephen's Passage in late summer. Groups of as many as 30 whales have been seen feeding in these waters.
A small group of islands known as the Brothers sits at the southeast corner of Admiralty, at the junction of Frederick Sound and Stephen's Passage. The Brothers include Sea Lion Island, home to one of the largest year-round colonies of stellar sea lions in southeast Alaska. Researchers have been monitoring and observing these animals in recent years. Biologists on the Brothers report harlequin ducks, red-breasted mergansers, Pacific loons, surf birds, and black turnstones in the nearshore waters, as well as black oyster catchers, a striking black shorebird with a bright red-orange bill. River otters and kingfishers ply the shoreline. Harbor seals are abundant, and transient killer whales hunt seals and sea lions in the area.
About halfway between Petersburg and Juneau, two picturesque glacial fjords, Tracy Arm and Endicott Arm, flow into Holcomb Bay. The scenery, fishing, and wildlife viewing make this designated wilderness area a popular destination. Sumdum Glacier overlooks Holcomb Bay and can be seen on the southwest flank of Mount Sumdum, a prominent 6,666-foot peak that rises between the two fjords. Several tidewater glaciers calve icebergs into these arms, and these bergs often make it out into Stephen's Passage before melting. In late spring and summer, the protected ice-choked waters of the upper arms shelter pupping harbor seals. The coastline of Glass Peninsula on the eastern shore of Admiralty Island is prime bald eagle habitat, with about one eagle nest per mile of coast.
North of Tracy Arm, a prominent swath of clear cutting runs parallel to the coastline for about 45 miles between Port Snettisham to Juneau. High voltage power lines follow this corridor and deliver electricity to Juneau from a hydroelectric facility in Snettisham. As with other Alaska communities, the state capital is not connected to power grids in Canada or the lower 48 states and must generate its own electricity.
In northern Stephen's Passage, look for a small, dark-colored seabird. Stephen's Passage has the world's greatest concentrations of marbled murrelets. Pigeon guillemots, the marbled murrelet's larger cousin, can also be found here. Birds flying in long lines or rafted together in large groups on the water are likely sea ducks, such as surf scoters and white-winged scoters. Relatively unremarkable at a distance, a scan with binoculars reveals the striking orange and white facial markings of the males. Cormorants may also be seen on the water or in flight. These are dark birds with a long neck and a hooked bill. Like long-tailed ducks, murres, and loons, they're excellent swimmers. Cormorants have been documented diving as deep as 200 feet.
At the southern tip of Douglas Island is a broad expanse of open water where Stephen's Passage, Gastineau Channel, and Taku Inlet meet. There's a sea lion haulout on the mainland south of Taku Inlet and north of Grand Island, and sea lions are common in this area. The northern end of Stephen's Passage runs between Douglas Island and Admiralty Island. In summer, the lush green alpine meadows above the treeline are home to Sitka black-tailed deer. A sharp-eyed wildlife watcher with binoculars can pick out their reddish-brown coats in the early morning or evening. Deer and black bears may also be seen on the beaches of Douglas Island. From late July through early September, runs of pink and chum salmon in area streams draw bears to the stream side. Humpback whales frequent the area north and west of Douglas Island. May and June are the peak months, but whales may be seen at any time of the year. Killer whales are also seen in these waters, sometimes in large pods of as many as 25 animals.